From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. In Iran, more protests. This was one attack in a police station. 9 protesters died overnight, including 6 at the police station. The demonstrators have seen 6 days of unrest across the country and a death toll of at least 20. Hundreds have been arrested. Doug Bernard reports.
U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted Tuesday morning that the people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime. Iran's foreign ministry, responding to the Trump tweet, said he would be better off seeing to the domestic issues of his own country, like homelessness and hunger, instead of, quote, sending useless and insulting tweets regarding other countries. The protests began on Thursday over Iran's weak economy, with some protesters chanting against the government and the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Khamenei spoke on Iranian TV Tuesday, accusing enemies of the Islamic Republic of stirring the violent anti-government protests. The media cited Ali Shamkhani, secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, as blaming the violence on social media. Hashtags and messages about the situation in Iran, he said, come from the United States, Britain, and Saudi Arabia, adding that what is happening on social networks is a, quote, proxy war against the Iranian people. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley just spoke to reporters, and she called it complete nonsense that the enemies are starting protests in Iran. She called the protests spontaneous and said the Iranian people are crying out for freedom. Russia has weighed in, saying the demonstration